Morning. Masechet Zvachim Daf Nun Bet. Hello, Michael. And we're starting on the Amud. Okay, we finished yesterday. We still at the end of that, but this brighter of Wav Ten Mizbach HaOlah three times, and Ten Yesod. The idea there was that in the end, the Gemara seems to be saying that all the blood has to go of all Olot should go onto the Yesod. So the Gemara says like this: Oeinu Ela Mizbach Shel Olah Yehele Yesod. Right. Maybe what we're saying is that the Mizbach of the Olah should go on the Gemara says, Mikativ El Yesod HaOlah. Now let's say El Yesod HaOlah, right? Which El Yesod HaOlah, we would understand, would mean put the blood of the Olah, El Yesod. It says no. It says El Yesod Mizbach HaOlah Kativ. So even it said El Yesod HaOlah, we understand. While it's El Yesod Mizbach HaOlah, what's the Mizbach HaOlah doing, yeah? In other words, the Mizbach. What's the word Mizbach doing, yeah? Yeah, but Kativ El Yesod HaOlah. If, so he says like this, why? Because we understand now, you want to close the door, please, David? Oh, no, here comes Adam. We understand now that we need to put the blood there, right? So he says like this, I have a ketiv el yesod ha'olah, hava amina, what would it have meant? Biskifa shel yesod. In other words, on the upright of the yesod, right? Remember the yesod, you know, the yesod's got this ama ba an ama, right? Like half a meter by half a meter. It's quite big, right? Half a meter by half a meter. That goes all the way around, like it starts at the southeast corner, and it goes all the way around to goes to the northeast corner, then it wraps around the north, and then it comes just around the northwest. Sorry, other way around. We starts at the west. The west is the Mizbech, is the Heichal. Starts at the west side, starts southwest over here, that comes in like this, goes around here, and comes around here by an Amma, right? And then the southeast corner hasn't got the Yesod. Okay? Remember that? The picture of here is coming up now. The south is going to go to your sword, and that your sword is an ama by an ama. So it's a ma high, an ama wide, and it goes all the way around. So,
lopsided?
Huh? Lopsided?
It's not like a table with a short leg.
It's not a leg. No. It's around it. It wraps around it. It's not. The Mizbeach stands on the ground. It's got like a step.
But it added an ama to the.
No. The heart's the same heart. We saw in the picture with on the section here that hasn't got it, is Skoach. Ari, can we see the sword? Not really. There we are. Okay, look, he has not the greatest picture, but it's a picture. If you look over here, can you see the Yesod just sticks out over there? Can you see it? We actually said it wraps around. This is a little bit wrong, this picture. Because it wraps around here and Amma as well. But you can see it sticking out there. But here there's nothing. Here it's flat. It's not a heart. It's just like a decorative piece that wraps around it. So that it's an Amma by an Amma. So Michael's going to find a better picture. No, that's the Karon, the Karnayim at the top. The Karnayim, those are the horns at the Ola. We put the Ola onto the horn things at the top. Okay? That was the extra Amma. So now it's like this. If it hadn't said Mizbach, it would say, you would have thought, have I mean a beskifa shel yesod? In other words, on the upright, not on the roof of the yesod. Right? Hashdichtiv ed yesod Mizbach ha'ola. Agago de Yesod. Agago de Yesod. Right, so now, we've seen now that Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva, already in the few Dapim, they've been coming along to tell us, why do we need Psukim? We've got Limudim, we can learn all these things from Limudim, why do we need Psukim? So here Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Ishmael says the same thing. I'm Rabbi Ishmael, Gag Yesod. Why you, Lamadi Kra? If you're telling me that the whole reason we've got it is because of the Gag of the Yesod, for the top of the Yesod, I did a pasuk for that. I can remember Kal v'chomer, right? Uma shirei chatat. The shirei chatat, the leftover blood from the korban chatat. Remember the korban chatat goes onto the karnayim, right onto the top, as Robert mentioned now. She'ena mechaperet. And we also know that we're going to see in the second one, it's actually quite amazing. We're assuming at the moment that the shirayim are not ma'akev, remember? That's our principle up until now. The principle has been that the emorin, right, the Hekter Emorin and the Shirei Chatat, the Shirei Dam, don't do any kapara. Therefore, they're on Ma'akev. We're going to see today an interesting opinion that they are Ma'akev. Okay, I don't think it's the Halach, obviously. It's like a Zuma, it's Kal v'chomer. Uma Shirei Chatat, She'ena Mechaperet, the Chatat doesn't let Shiraim don't do any kapara, and Tuna Gag Yesod. Why is it Gag Yesod? There's that hole on the southeast side of the southwest side of the Mizbeach, with a hole in the Yesod, remember? And they pour the blood into that Yesod. So that goes into the Gag of the Yesod. Because the hole's at the top. So he's saying it's a kavachomer. The shirecha tach enu mechaperet to nagag yisod tchilat olah shemechaperet. Therefore, the first bloods which do kapara enu din shetu nagag yisod. Because at the moment we're on the opinion, right, that we're throwing the blood and we got this gag of the yisod, the mizbach olah, telling us that blood could be thrown over there. So Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Shmuel, so we don't need a pasuk for that. It's a kavachomer. So in other words, we still, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we still haven't got a use for why we've got mizbach haolah and not just mizbach haolah, and not just haolah kativ, right? What's that pasuk not serving us anything? And Rabbi Akiva again, like we saw yesterday, Rabbi Akiva again has his slightly different version of that same kavachomer. Rabbi Akiva says, "Uma shirei chatat she'ein mechaprin ve'ein ba'in lekaper." See, Rabbi Akiva adds, not only don't they do kapara, they also don't. They aren't haven't got any purpose for kapara. They don't need kapara. They don't provide kapara. I'm not actually sure what that vein ba'in kapara means. How does that in English, by the way, vein ba'in kapara?
Which does not atonement, does not come for atonement.
Didn't help me at all. Okay, yeah, well, thank you. Right? Vein ba'in kapara, tuna gag yisod. Right? It needs gag yisod. It also needs the gag. Tchilat ola shemechaperet uba lechapers. Yeah, the korban chatat, the blood, does kapara, and it comes for kapara. Right? And odin shetuna gag yisod. Okay. So now we haven't got not in Cain, Ma Talmud Lomar. So now the Gemara goes back and says, "No, okay. So if Cain, Ma Talmud Lomar, Ilu Sobis Bach Haolah. So what does it mean? Contra Bekir Rabbi Shmuel, we need to go to Kavachom, we don't need to learn Gag. So what is this pasuk telling us? Right? Amarle, he says like this, what is it for? Ten Yesod Le Mizbeach Shel Olah. Bottom line, we come around in full circle. That pasuk there is telling us that all korbanot, right, all the blood needs to go onto the yesod, and it's like it's a binyan av basically from all other from this korban to all other korbanot. Now the Gemara goes back to Rabbi Shmuel and to Rabbi Kiva and asks, "Ma benayu, what's the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel that we see all the time that they've got a different limud?" So Amar Rav Adabar Ava, we see two answers here: one of Adabar Ava, one of Papa. Amar Rav Adabar Ava. What's the difference? Shirayim akvim ikibenayu. The question is, are shirayim akev? We've assumed all along, right, that shirayim aren't ma'akev, but maybe they are ma'akev. So he says, that's a machloket. And now it's interesting that Rabbi Shmuel only has the one limud of kavachomer, right? He says, eino mechaper. Rabbi Akiva says, eino mechaper, eino bala kapara. It appears that the Gemara, that I'm not sure why as well, this is another problem I had yesterday, is how the Gemara stands that this is Rabbi Shmuel, but it appears Rabbi Shmuel is the one who's Mechayev. Because in fact, Rabbi Shmuel only has one thing. It says Mechaper, right? So it says, Mar Savar Ma'akve, Umar Savar Lo Ma'akve. You'll see in a second, it's not so clear now, but it's Rabbi Shmuel that seems to be the one who says is Ma'akev and not Rabbi Akiva. I'm just looking at this Rashi here quickly. If I look at Rashi, Shirai Ma'akve Kebenahu, yeah. Rabbi Shmuel, Savar, Kaparuhu, Delo, Mechapri. Yeah, this is a Rashi. Aval, Ikuve, Ma'akve. That's the diuk that Rashi makes in the limud of Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, it doesn't have Kapara, but it is Ma'akev. Okay? Where Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva, De Mosif, Ein Bain, the Kapara, seems to imply, Ashminan, De Ein Matan Damim, Shel Matanot, Talui Bahen. Okay, in other words, the original, the shirayim on do have got nothing to do with the permitters. The law ma'akvel hu shirayim lazaot. They don't prevent it. Because Rabbi Kivu added like double, law mechaper, but law buying the kapara seems to imply that not only they do any kapara, you don't need them for kapara. Okay, so we actually know what? It actually makes sense now. When I said it now, it makes more sense, right? So we're going to stay there. Rabbi Akiva is the one who says that it doesn't ma'akev. Because not only that, now we're going to stay what that means as well. It doesn't come to do kapara, and you don't need them for the kapara. In other words, if you would need them for the kapara, they would be ma'akev. In fact, you don't need them, it's all ma'akev. Okay, actually makes a lot of sense. All right. So now, Rav Papa says no. Rav Papa doesn't like Rav Adabar Ava's argument. He says there's not the machloket. He says, like Rav Papa, Amar de kule al meshirayim ein ma'akvin. Okay, if you look at that, there's a little bet there. Can you see that on Shirayim and Ma'akvim? That's the halocha. Okay, that's from the Eid Mishpat near Mitzvah. That's the halocha. Can we have a halocha quickly, please, Michael? On Shirayim?
Shirayim and Ma'akvim. If a kohen does not pour the remains of the blood on the external altar, it does not disqualify the offering. Even for offerings whose blood is sprinkled on the inner altar, if the priest does not pour the remainder of the blood on the external altar, they are not disqualified, because the halacha is ruled in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, his disputes with a single colleague. Furthermore, according to...
Interesting, you hear that, I remember that? That you learned that already by Bacha, remember that? The halacha Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Akiva argues with somebody else, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So that's the halacha Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Ishmael, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, right?
Furthermore, according to Rabbi Papa's explanation, Rabbi Ishmael does not disagree with regard
to... we're going to get to that now. Right, Rabbi Papa, Amar, the Kula Abba Shai, Rabbi Makvi. So what's the machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael? Here's the machloket. The machloket is not with regards to Shiraim, but with regards to the blood. You know, when they do the melika, and then there's blood, the kohen then squeezes the leftover blood right out of the animal onto the mizbech. He says, if there isn't blood, then what happens? Right, look at Rashi over here. Okay, we haven't got that. There's no Rashi on that. I thought there was a Rashi on that. No. Okay, on the chatata of Mar Savar Ma'akev. Now we know Rabbi Shmuel says it is Ma'akev. Umar Savar Lo Ma'akev. Okay? So that he says the machloket, they're arguing over there, not about about the Shiraim, but about the mitzui of the chatat, of the animal, of the bird.
A bird for chatat?
No, you're sure. Maybe if you bring an olive, a yored, and then you bring birds, you bring one as an olah, one as a chatat. You bring two birds always. You bring one as a chatat, one as an olah. You got the nazir, you got the matori, all of those. When you bring a chatat, you got a chatat, a bird and a olah and a chatat. Right. Okay, Tanya Kamer Papa. So we've got a brighter that supports your papa, which says that the Kule Alma Shiraim Ain Makrim. That's remember our papa's of the opinion that everybody agrees that these Shiraim, this leftover blood, isn't necessary. If you never did it, you're korban for the good korban. Okay? And the pasuk is like this. The et kol par yishpoch. Okay, the pasuk here we're reading is the first pasuk on the daf. Tana Kohen min Adam. This is the par of Yom Kippurim. This is the Kohen Gadol's par of Yom Kippurim. He puts the blood on the corners of the mizbeach inside the golden mizbeach. And then all the leftover blood of the par, yishpoch et yesod mizbeach haolah. He pours it outside of the mizbeach of the olah, asher petach ohel moed, which is outside at the entrance to the ohel moed. So the Gemara's question, the brighter that Rav Papa brings here, is as follows: what's the problem? Why did it have to say that call? Dam hapar yishpoch. Why couldn't have just said that kol hadam yishpoch? In fact, if you look there in the brackets, can you see that little, the brackets in the Gemara? Right, it says that kol hadam. There's a Mesura Shas, it's connect tikkun there that says tzarich lomar dam, that kol dam hapar yishpoch. Because really, I think what the Gemara, if you ask me why there's this correction here, because the Gemara was actually saying, why didn't just say that kol hadam? Right? Why did it say "Vidkol Adam Yishpoch"? Why do we need to say "Vidkol Dam Hapar Yishpoch"? Could have said the word "par"? Okay. Well, obviously, some version of the Gemara's got, which is just the question, and not the pasuk itself. That's why I think that arises. Right? Vidkol. You know, you got me inquiring. Why did the shit to say "Vidkol Dam Hapar Pesha Dahapar Miyuta Danim Limichta Imto Matibuk Demid"? Okay, doesn't matter. All right. Vidkol Dam Hapar Yishpoch. Ma Atal Rapar? Why did Hapar? So the Gemara says, what's the brightest thing? Why need a par? Limed al par Yom HaKippurim. Okay, this is par Yom HaKippurim. Sheta'un matan damim le'yasod divrei Rebbe. Right, Rebbe says, why do we need the pasuk? Because from the par of the Kohen Gadol, we learn, actually, maybe this pasuk is talking about the par of the Kohen Mashiach, not the par of Yom Kippur. Is anybody looking at your notes there? That Makor for Yom Kippur, huh? Yom Kippur, okay. So your par, you're my keeper, right? So Amar Bishmael, he says like this: Limed al par yomak kippurim shetaun matan damim liyasod. Without this pasuk, we're talking here about Yom Kippur. We wouldn't have known that the par on Yom Kippur needs to have a yasod. Now this is a wild mind blowing, right? So says Rabbi, that's Rabbi. So Amar Bishmael, says the same thing. We don't have a pasuk for that. Why a pasuk? Kal vachomer. We could learn from a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Uma imi she'ein nichnas damo lifnim chova. We've got another par of the Kohen Gadol, which is his own par, Kohen Mashiach, right? The Kohen sins. He brings his own par. And that's not a chova. Why is it not a chova? Right? Why is it not a chova? Why is it not a chova? Look at the very first wide lines of Rashi there. מי שאין נכנס דמו לפנים חובה, כגון פרקו אין משיח, שכניסת דמו לפנים אינו חובה קבועה, there's no obligation for him to bring that korban. Why? שלא היה מצווה לחטוא ולהביא חטאת. Because there's no mitzvah that Kohen Gadol to sin and bring a chatat. If he sins, he brings a chatat. So it's not a chova to sin. And yet that korban, when he sins, and he brings it, he has to bring the blood inside. And, right, and then onto the yesod. So this is his kal vachomer. So it says there, if he brings a par and there's no mitzvah to bring it, no chiv to bring it, only if he sins, he brings it. Right? So Mishe nichnas tamor lifnim chova. Can you, then obviously the par of Yom Kippur, which is a chova, he has to bring it. Right, and odin she taun yesod. Okay, we can live with that kal vachomer, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, no.
Yeah.
All right. So now again, he's got his kal vachomer. So again, Rabbi Shmuel tells you only the pasuk comes on Rabbi Akiva with his own kal vachomer. Rabbi Akiva, uma mi she ein damo nichnas lifnai ulifnim. Now we're talking like a regular chatat, let's say, right? Bein the chova, which would be the kohen's, let's say, his chatat, or bein the mitzvah. Or another chata, let me put taon yisod, or chataot taon yisod. Mi she'nichnas damo chova, a guy who's obligated to bring his chova, his blood, lifnai v'lifnim into the kodesh hakodashim, ein odin sh'taon yisod. Okay? Basically, they say the same thing, but they go different makrot. Rabbi Akiva goes more in the case of lifnai v'lifnim, and he compares it to all other chataot. Rabbi Shmuel compares only the Yom Kippur chatat of the kohen and the Par Mashiach of the Kohen. So now it appears that both Rabbi Akiva and both Rabbi Shmuel don't need the Pasuk. So we haven't answered yet the question, what is Par doing in the Pasuk? Right? The Gemara says, Yachol Yakvenu. Maybe this is La'akev. Right? Look at Rashi there. In the third, fourth row, the wide lines towards the end. Yachol Yakvenu. Dini have kemi sheshana alava katuv La'akev. Shailot shachrich tov v'kafu. Interesting question, right? Great question. What's the question? We know there's a klal in Zvachim. Right? What's a klal in Zvachim? In order that there's a halacha which is ma'akev, has to be written twice. Now, it's not written twice. So maybe, since we don't need the pasuk to teach us the pasuk, because we've got a kavachomer, therefore we can regard the pasuk if it's written the second time. The first time was the kavachomer, now the pasuk is the second time. And therefore, this is the din for ikuv. Okay, that's the Gemara's question. You got it? Right?
Yeah.
So he says that maybe that's the did. Maybe that's why we've got it over here. Come and tell us, Ma'akev. So he says, no, Talmud Lomar, we've got another pasuk. What's a pasuk? It says, V'chila mikaper et ha-kodesh, v'et ol mo'ed, v'na mizbeach, v'kriv et ha-sir achai. When the Kohen Gadol is Zavod Yom Kippur, so he's got a couple of things to do. And when he's finished all his Zavodah, what's the last thing he does? There's the two Sirim, right? There was Sir Lashem and Sir Lazazel. Sid Hashem has gone off to be killed in the desert, and the Sid Hashem is waiting by. He finishes all his avodah, and then he comes and he does and he shechts the seer. So that seer is like one of the last things that he does in Yom Kippur. So the pasuk says, "V'chila mikaper hakodesh." In other words, this par of the Yom Kippurim, which he does inside, he's finished all the kapara, and then he comes to shecht the seer. Right. So what's going on over here? That's the pasuk. "V'chila mikaper hakodesh." Shamu kol ha-kaparot kulan, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, what's that kila telling us? That kila is telling us that he says the shamu kol ha-kaparot. In other words, you can't tell that it's ma'akev because he's completed all the kapara before this blood has already been thrown, before the kishirayim. So what's it called ma'akev? If it's ma'akev, then we'll do that. Right, it's already been completed. Okay. There's no rush on that, right? There's no rush. There's no rush. Talmud Lomar, Talmud Lomar, Bachrei Mot, V'chila Mikaper, Shamu Kol HaKaper, Kulan Ba'avrot Halalu, Ha'amurot Be'inyan, right? U'Shvichat Shiraim Lo Ne'emru Sham. And that mentioned Shvichat Shiraim. In other words, Shvichat Shiraim wasn't considered part of any of the completions. He finished all the Avoda, and now comes Shvichat Shiraim, and therefore obviously can't be Lomar. Okay, the Gemara comes another kav chomer here. Okay, Bliana, we're doing nasty. Okay, another kav chomer here. Kav chomer par kohen mashiach. Right? We've got a kav chomer here of a par kohen mashiach. Right? The Masura Shas takes out this misir nasi. But actually the kav chomer is from the misir nasi. Right? Not when the misir nasi is in brackets. doesn't mean that the Kal Vachomer is not Kohen Mashiach from Sir Nasi, but obviously the text, he's gotten like, he says in the Svarim Yeshani, never had it. So if you want to be like a purist in terms of the actual text of the Gemara, no, but the source of the Kal Vachomer is a par Kohen Mashiach from the Sir Nasi, because it's like a Zumeata. So that's the Seir. The Seir of the Nasi, his blood isn't dealt with inside the Kodesh HaKodashim. Okay? Only the Par, not the Seir, not the goat. Right? Ta'un Yesod, the Seir. Remember the Kohen, the Nasi, the Kohen Gadol brings a Par. Right? And his Par of Yom Kippur, the dam is inside the Kodesh HaKodashim, and the par, if he brings a par chatat, it's inside the Heichal. The Nasi, the Seir of the Nasi isn't. The Seir of the Nasi isn't dealt with inside the Kodesh HaKodashim. It's a korban chitzoni, right? So we got a Kal Vachomer here from the Seir. Because it's like this. The Seir of the Nasi, ma mi she'ein nichnas damo lifnim lo chava v'lo mitzvah. It doesn't matter whether he has to, doesn't have to. Whenever the Seir, the look at Rashi here. That's why he's got here chova, right? Mi she'ein nichnas damo lifnim, lo chova velo mitzvah. Whether we're talking about the seir nasi or the chatat of the yachid, she'ein nichnasim lehechal, lo chova velo mitzvah. Whatever the case is, there's no the seir of the nasi or a chatat of a yachid don't have any dealings inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, right? But nonetheless, te'unin yesod. They do have to throw their shirayim on the yesod, right? Par Mashiach, says Rashi, shenichnas damo lifnim, and it's a mitzvah, ein odin sheta'un yesod. Okay? There's a Kal Vachomer there from a par. We're carrying on again with this issue of the par here. It's another Kal Vachomer on this par, basically, why we never needed to have par in the pasuk. So now again, yachol yakvenu, okay, so now we would have asked that same question, the Achol Yakvenu. If you don't need it, what's it for? So he said, no, the Pasuk actually need it. What's the Pasuk? Ve'kol ha'par yishpoch. Right, what's it teaching us? So it's not a Yitur. What's this Pasuk saying, ve'kol ha'par yishpoch? It now becomes a mitzvah asay. There's a mitzvah to lishpoch et ha'par, the down of the par. Nitku akatuv, says the Gemara. The Gemara now distinguished it, separated this from everything else, la'asei, and it made it into a mitzvah asei, va'asau shirei mitzvah. So now the mitzvah of the shirayim becomes a mitzvah. Right? There's a mitzvah asei to do the shlich of the shirayim. Right? So the Gemara said, lomar lecha, shirayim ein ma'akvin. And that's proof that it's not ma'akev. If it was ma'akev, it wouldn't be its own mitzvah asei. It would be part of the mitzvot of the dam. Of the matanot, of the kapara. And since it isn't part of the kapara, it's its own mitzvah. If it never did a mitzvah, we'd say it's part of the kapara. Since it's not part of the kapara, it needed its own mitzvah, and it was a nitak la'asai. Right? So, lomar chashamakar. Now. So now we go back now. Remember, we said that the machloket between them, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we finished the story now of the par, we ended up with that, we're happy with the par, we've got the limit of the par, we've got the Kal Vachomer, we've got all those stories. We had the machloket, we said Rav Papa said that the kule alma shirayim ein ma'akvin, remember? That everybody agrees that the shirayim don't ma'akev the chatat, the kapara. And the machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael, right, is on mitzui chatata of ma'akev kemifregai. Does the squeezing of the blood out of the chicken's neck, right, is that a ma'akev or not? Right, so the Gemara asks the question, v'sava Rabbi Shmael mitzui chatata of ma'akev? Does Rabbi Shmael really hold that this mitzui is ma'akev? If you didn't squeeze the blood out, it's ma'akev? V'atan Rabbi Shmael, we got a brighter in Rabbi Shmael's name, from the Rabbi Shmael. That says like this, v'hanishar badam yimatze. What does it mean? The pasuk says over there, v'hizami dam ha'chatat al kirim mizbeach. You sprinkle the blood of the chatat on the walls of the mizbeach. V'hanishar badam yimatze yesod mizbeach chatatu. And the leftover blood you pour down into the yesod. And what's the diuk over here? The shitta mekubetzit adds in there medayek. Right? If you look at that shitta, Tetvav, if you look at the Tetvav there, Tetvav Yematze Hanishar, he says like this, his diuk is as follows. Vanishar Badam Yematze, Yematze Sorry. The vav, he knocks off the vav there, right? Vayishar b'dam yimatzeh, hanishar yimatzeh. What's left over, you mamatzeh. There isn't anything left over, and you don't. Right? V'she'en hanishar lo yimatzeh. So in other words, we see from here that it can't be ma'akev. Because if it's ma'akev, then you'd have to do mitzui. You can't have a situation where you wouldn't do mitzui, right? So therefore, we can't. So the Gemara says, that's a steer over here. So how can we say Rishmael's ma'akev? And here we've got a brighter mefureshet. Rabbi Shmuel says you don't have to do ma'akev, you don't have to do it. He says, Trei Tanai Alibud Rabbi Shmuel. They're two different schools of thought, and they're both attributing themselves to Rabbi Shmuel. And Anachinami, there's a steer between the two. The one says Rabbi Shmuel's ma'akev, and this brighter says Rabbi Shmuel is not ma'akev. Okay? So we're not going to get too bogged over. Okay, now. Okay, now the fun and games begin. Okay? Till now, it was pretty straight sailing, smooth sailing. Now the Gemara takes a turn and says like this, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Hai Tana Savar Shirai Ma'akve. Go back for a second to what are we saying? Amar Papa, what did our Papa tell us? Amar Papa said, the Kule Alma Shirayim Ein Ma'akve. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Kule Alma. Kule Alma means everybody. And we read it out in the Machlev, the Aloha, and we saw that only, why is it Kule Alma? First thing, Machlev, Kibra Ishmael, and even a Papa who said that Kibra Ishmael don't even argue about it. Right, so therefore we're quite happy. Kula Alma comes along now. Rami Bar Chama. I think we had Rami Bar Chama the other day in our charts of the limud, didn't we? Rami Bar Chama, yeah. Remember, he was knocked out. Okay, right. Rami Bar Chama was the one who said that Gzera Shava to Gzera Shava. Remember that? Anybody remember? Okay. Right. So Rami Bar Chama comes along and says like this. I'm Rami Bar Chama. Hi Tana. Sava Shrei Ma'akvi. Right? How do we know that? That there is a brighter, a Tanya that holds that Shirai Ma'akev. The Tanya. We've got a brighter. And the brighter says like this. Brings a Pasuk. HaKohen HaMechate Ota. Right? So just look at the Pasuk with me. It's in my Yikra. It says like this. The Kohen HaMechate Ota. The one who does the actual Avodah. Right? Does the sprinkling of the blood. Yochlena B'makom Kadosh. He's the one that gets to eat the meat. Right, Teachel b'chatzar or boed. Says like this, the brighter. Hakohen amachate ota. And Rashi says here, hazorek et dama. Right, b'chate ota. Ota shenitan dama lemala, velo ota shenitan dama lemata. Got a limud over here, right? A diuk over here in the limud. It says like this. Honestly, anybody who's not concentrating, I would concentrate because this is like really the most important part of the whole Amud that's about to descend upon us. So his diuk is as follows. Look at Rashi. He said like this: Hazoreket ama ubichlala, right? From the zot torat achatat ketiv. The pasuk, right, says zot torat achatat, right? It says what zot torat achatat? We saw this yesterday already. That the ota. Right? Mi'utehi. Right? Zot Torah tachatat. There's a mi'utya. What's the mi'ut? Im chate et amaki ilchato. If you did the sprinkling of the blood properly, right? Shekatavti lecha, which is what? As I wrote to you, bakarnot. Right? You did it on the horns of the Mizbayach, which is what? Dahainu lemalehu. But if you did the blood of the chatat properly on the top of the horns, right? The Hawaii Chitui, that is then considered Chitui. That's a great job. Then you can eat it. And Ilo, lo. Right? So he says, yeah, Rabbi Rahama, the Pasuk says, HaKohen Mechate Ota. Ota Shnitan Damala Mala. This is the one. Only the one does the blood properly on the top of the Mizbeach. But if he did it at the bottom, Lo Ota Shnitan Damala Mata. So most also great, wild question. Amarta. What did you tell us? You told us that we got a limud over here that if above, yes, and if you did it below, no. Right? It says, V'chei me'ayin bata. Where do you find it necessary to bring me a limud? Look at Rashi's question here. V'chei me'ayin bata lahachshir. Where did you come out of this pasuk that you machshir the Kohen to such an extent sheniskeket la'vi mikra lipsol? That you had to bring me a pasuk to tell me that if he didn't do it properly, it's pasuk. It's pashut. Mazeh, you do a korban chatan above, You didn't do it above. What are you going to bring me a pasuk to prove that if you did it below the chut asikra, if you never did the zrika above, it's pasuk. So the Gemara is like a michlal. It's inferred. Where is this inferred? Shenemar, v'dam zvachecha yishafech al mizbach. Look at the pasuk. It says vasita olatecha basar v'dam mizbach Hashem lokecha v'dam zvachecha yishafech, and its blood you shall pour al mizbach Hashem lokecha v'basar duche on its mizbeach. Right? So the Gemara is like a word over here. Lamadlu l'nitanin b'matan arba, that the korban, remember korban chatat, needs four positions of blood. Remember, as opposed to the other korban, which did on two corners, the korban chatat, the korban kohen takes his finger. Remember, and with his finger, he actually places the blood on all four corners. So he can't skip out corners. Right? Shim natnan b'matana achat kiper. Remember, we learned that as well the other day. Remember, even though you need the four, remember we had the question. We learned that even though you need all four, the very first one is already done the kapara, and our question was, can the other three do pigul? Remember? Because if the first one has been yotze, so the last three, can they cause pigul? Remember that? Anybody?
Yeah.
Right? So he says, now, so what would we have thought? Even though we learned, he says, here comes the answer, right? So long, it's a heavy, heavy awaited question here. And at the end of this whole brighter, be patient, we're going to end up seeing why Rabbi Rachama says that there is ikuv over here for Shirai. Let's not forget the question. Now, the question is, we're saying that there is somebody who holds that Shvichat Shiraim is Ma'akev. So he starts off, he brings a pasuk, you have to have a special limud, that if you never did the blood on top, you would and you did it at the bottom, you can't eat the korban. Where do you like this? It's like this. The pasuk says you shafek. And we know that you've got to have all four matanas for the chatat. Yet we learned that one matana already has kapara. So what would we have thought from that? We would have thought, baby, yachol afa nitanin lemala, she nitnan lemata kiper. We would have thought, you know what? You're right. You need four matanas for chatat. But yet we know that one does kapara. So if one does kapara, we see that we're not so particular. So therefore, maybe if we have to do it above, if you do it at the bottom, also okay. Therefore, we have a pasuk that says no. Here you can't be not particularly particular. Here we have to have it above, not below. So now the Gemara says, v'dinu, in actual fact, we don't need a pasuk for that. Why not? Because we can learn from a kavachomer. We've got a din. Nemru damim lamala, v'nemru damim lamata. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi's the other way around. Rashi first brings damim lamala. Right? Damim lamata. Right? It says damim lamata, b'chut asikra. We've got cases where the pasuk talks about blood beneath the chut asikra. And what's that? Chatata off. And we've got damim lamala. What's lamala? Bechatat behema. We do a chatat. So sometimes the Torah says above, sometimes the Torah says below. Now, right? Ma damim lamata shenitnan lamala lo chiper. We know that if a korban, for example, the chatata off, the Torah tells you you're going to do the throwing of the blood beneath the chudasikra. If you did it above, lo chiper. Af damim, amurim belamala, imatanamat, lo chiper. Why would a pasuk for that? We can learn a kavachomer. We can learn that if the dam, if the chatata off, if you did lamata, it's not kosher, then surely a kavachomer, a chatat, which is more chamur, right, does kapara, and it's got all the four corners, etc., etc., etc. If you did that below, you wouldn't be yotzei. So why would a pasuk for that? So the Gemara says, no, it wouldn't work, right? Because how would we mafrik the kavachomer? We'd say like this. Im amarte betachtonim shenitanin benitzen lamala. If you tell me that you're learning your kavachomer, where's the what we're learning from? From the chatata off, which is lamata, and you're going to do it lamala, right? She'en sofar lamala, lo kiper. Because the chatata off, all the blood is at the bottom of the mizbeach. The blood never gets to the top of the mizbeach. Right? Where with an chatat, right? About tomar be'elyonim. Now a chatat, even you're going to do the blood, the sprinkling at the top of the mizbeach, but at the end of the day, what happens to the leftover blood? It makes its way where? To the yasod, right? Tomar be'elyonim shenitnan lamata, right? Sheyesh mehen karev lamata damin. Look in the back of the shirai. So you can't learn a kavachomer. Kavachomer won't work because I could easily muffle the kavachomer and say, no, you can't compare. The reason why the chatat doesn't work, the chatat of the off, is because the blood's always at the bottom. There's never blood going to the top. But the regular chatat, whose blood's going to get one day to the bottom, what I care if I did it at the bottom in the chatachila. So, but yeah, it would be good. Right? Therefore, it couldn't work. The Gemara tries again. The Gemara still isn't satisfied and says, I'll prove to you again that we don't need a pasuk. Right? Hapnimim yochichu. So I'll prove it to you from the korban of the pnimim. In other words, the power of the Kohen Mashiach or the power of the Yom Kippur. He says that you don't need a pasuk, right? And there's a bit of a change here. The Mishnah Rashash changed it, and it's the same as in Rashi, right? So he says like this: She sofan liyot bachutz, not she yesh mehen kare bachutz, but she sofan liyot bachutz. In other words, the korban pnimi, at the end of the day, where does the blood finally end up? In the yesod of the mizbeach hachitzon. So it starts off inside, but ultimately it gets outside, right? So I proved to you there. She sofan. And if you look at Rashi, you'll see Rashi's got that Dibra Matchil, right? Rashi says, "Avia she sofan lachutz, right? Shvichat shirehem." You got that? Mm-hmm. It says she sofan lachutz. Ve'im nitnan betchila bachutz lo kiper. And nonetheless, if you first went outside, so the kapara wouldn't work. But you got to start inside. So now, even though you're going to tell me that wouldn't be a good kavachomer because the blood would ultimately make its way down to the bottom. No. Even look at the pnimi. Even the blood ultimately can make its way down to the bottom. It's still not good. So therefore, we can see over here that the order is important. The Gemara says, no, that's still not a good point. A proof. Why is that a good proof? Because Ima Marta Badamim HaPnimim, if you want to use the damim, the internal services, right, that's not a good, you can't use that because it's a tzad chamur of the pnimim, which doesn't allow you to teach a kavachomer from that, right? She'ein mizbach ha'pnimi memarken, right? Because the mizbach ha'pnimi isn't memarken. Now, what is memarken? Look at Rashi. Memarken means that isn't the end. On that mizbach, that's not the end of the procedure. The production line doesn't end on the mizbach ha'pnimi. Look at Rashi there. She'ein mizbach memarken. She'ein sham gemar matan damim. In our production line, right, of sprinkling, of dealing with blood, the Mizbeach HaPnimi is not the last station. The last station is the Mizbeach HaChitzoni. It's part and parcel of the Avoda of the Pnimi. It's going from the Pnimi to the Chitzoni. Still missing one Avoda. Hilchach Chamiri. That's why it's more Chamur. Okay. So that's why you can't bring me this as the source, because tomorrow be learning. Tell me now about the Chatat, which is done on the Korba, on his back outside. Because at the end of the day, the karnot, the horns, that's the end of its process. We know the shirayim aren't makev. Once it's there, it's done, it's finished. That's the end of the story. And even not, even if not in the matik shay, then would be good downstairs. No, they finished their job upstairs.
Does that make it more chamor, the fact that it's not finished?
It seems to be that the avodah, the pnimi, part and parcel of the avodah is starting inside and going outside. Where the chatat is just avoda outside. So that's the limud of here. It's got two aspects to the avoda, and until you've taken blood outside, in other words, what we're already saying here is you're seeing how important the mizbeach hachitzon is to all the avoda. And then part and parcel, even though it's a mizbeach pnimi, mizbeach hachitzon is really where the avoda culminates. So with the Yom Kippur avoda, it isn't over till it's over, and with the Yom Kippur, with a regular avoda, once you hit the mizbeach, it's over. That's at least the Gemara's time, right? You could probably argue the other way around, but
yeah.
That wouldn't suit our Gemara to argue the other way around now, right? Talmud Lomar Ota. So therefore, you see there that you have to have the Pasuk, and that's why we can't learn without the Pasuk. A Kohen HaMechate Ota. That's what the Pasuk was there, so we can't learn from a Kavachome. Ota Shnitan Damim Lamala, Veloshna Damim Lamata. Okay, so that's the end of the Dimud Avodah. So now the Gemara says like this. What does it mean? My she'ein mizbeach ha'pnimi marken. Okay, now we actually, yeah, David, now we solel into this particular question. Now we finished with that, we finished with the Gemara. But basically, we haven't yet proven, by the way, remember, we haven't yet proven ma'akev. Remember our question? Rabbi Rachama said that there is a Tana that says that shirayim ma'akve. Okay, we haven't really actually said that yet.
Well, this is it coming up.
Right, now it's coming, exactly. Now we've got to prove it, right? So now the Gemara says, okay, beautiful. We've got all the background. Now let's actually hit the question, right? So now the question is follows. What do we mean when we said, She'ein mizbeach ha'pnimi marken? That's not the end of the line. The Gemara avodah is not there. Lav elu shirai? Isn't that the shirai? Right? In other words, when we said that the avodah isn't finished, Why is it the avodah finished? Because we still got to do the shirichat shiraim outside. Look at Rashi. Ma sheken en mizbech v'nimiraken lav de shvichat shiraim ma'akvebeil. That's the proof that the shvichat shiraim is ma'akev, because until we brought the shvichat shiraim, we haven't finished the korban of the of the kohen, and therefore this is proof that it is ma'akev. Everybody convinced? Nobody convinced? Anybody convinced? Anybody? Anybody convinced? Convinced? Nobody? Okay.
Go either way.
Go either way. Rabbi Shraim, the Gemara says, Amar, so Rabbi comes, says, no. Amar, Rabbi. Just by the way, Rabbi, you know, we were discussing Rabbi and Abaya. I mean, we noticed the other day that Abaya sort of like comes in and like clarifies.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking about what's Rabbi's job. And I think that Rabbi, we got to look into this, because I think it's clear. I think I'm curious. I think Rabbi is like the Ma'asef, you know. Rabbi is the guy that whenever everybody's like left behind and stuck, so Abaya is able to like produce clarity in a difficulty. But Rava seems to be the one that whenever there's a problem and there's a dichui, Rava comes in. Like we had in all those kavachomers. When there was a dichui, we could believe Rava came in and solved the day. Right, again over here. We sort of stuck now. We've got a problem because we know that Shiraim is not Ma'akev. We know that. We've got a whole, now we just spent half an amud proving it is Ma'akev. Comes along Rava to save the day. Now he's going to, Rava's going to tell us, not. That's his Rava's job. That seems to be Rava's job in the Gemara. He's like, that guy, he's like the cleaner, yeah. He's the fixer.
Yeah.
Right? Right? Now I'm serious. It seems you look, think about it. Look here. So I'm the Rava. Rava says, how can you say that? If you're going to tell me that it's Bacher, then Ihachi Titi Bekavachomer. Right? Well, what's the, what Kavachomer is this? He says, yeah, look at Rava, right? Just find that, where's the Rava there? Where's Rava? I'm an Rava. Rabbi Barachama, right? Look, they're still in the narrow lines. Ooh, right, ihachi. If you want to say, look at Rashi explains this ihachi. The shirayim mibachutz ma'akve behu, that the shirayim outside is ma'akev on the avoda of the inside. Kol shekein the atya mikal v'chomim v'lo baikra. Then even how much more so we're in the pasuk. You told me the whole reason we have to this pasuk now, right? What was the reason for the pasuk? Was because we were full of things. It says I teach you kal v'chomim, right? And what's the kal v'chomim? Ma shirayim hapnimiim, the shirayim that are inside of the avodah inside, shesofan chova b'chutz, that at the end of the day they have to be done outside, asa'an betchila b'chutz. If you just started off, let's say that you started off, the first thing you did was, you know, the kohen's going from the animal into the mechal, right? So before he goes into the mechal, just turn around, do a bit of shvicha on the shirayim there, and pour it down, why go in and come out?
Lo
chiper. Hanitan lemala, she'ein sofan chova lemata, right? This is with the chatat of the off, right? Vasa'an betchila lemata. Sorry, the chatat, right? That he did it above. Vasa'an betchila lemata, ein odin shelo kiper. What's he saying, yeah? Therefore, we're going to say then, Hanitanin lemala, she'ein sofan chova lemata. Ah, because there's no chova, but we're trying to say there is a chova. That's my question. We want to prove now that shirayim is a chova. She'ein sofan chova lemata, vasan bichla lemata, ein odin shelo kiper. Does Rashi help us here? Anybody? 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 ומה דמים הפנימיים שסוף שיריהם חובה לחוץ לעקב, עשו בתחילה בחוץ. Right, so we understand the question, right? He's saying it's kal vachomer is that if you, so therefore, we come to cover that if you did the avodah, the shirayim of the pnimi outside first, עשו בתחילה בחוץ לא כיפר. Obviously, there's no kapara there. הניתנין למעלה, שאין סופן חובה למטה, ועשו בתחילה למטה, אין עוד דין שלא כיפר. What's he saying? There's somebody coming. I need help.
We
yeah?
still need a pasuk.
What is this kavachomer that he's trying to teach? What is the kavachomer? What is the kavachomer?
Because in the chatat, you have to go in, be doing it and then go out, and it's lo chiper. There, you don't even have to go lamata. So of course it's lo chiper.
Ah, I see. He's learning the kavah chomer to the chatat outside, yeah, not to the chatat inside. Okay, thank you. So elish lo chiper. So to understand. So now, so what's the pasuk helping us? So ela ein mizbeach mimarak ein bilvad ela parochet. So what's the answer then? I don't know.
That the inner chatot is not essential. Blood pouring is not essential. We have to conclude.
Rabbi wants to prove. What do you say? What? Taiku. No. We got it. We're not leaving. We got time. We not leaving yet till we sort this out. 1 second. We can't walk. We done too well over here now. Now I'm completely confused. And I wrote a whole lot of stuff on here. I'm like, I wrote here. It's like this. Iachi. So what did Abai say? Abai says like this. Let's go back to the thing. Abai says, look, you can't be right that it's ma'akev. Because if it was ma'akev, then we could learn ma'akev. Ah! Okay. If it was ma'akev, if you're so right that shirayim bachutz of the korban pnimi is ma'akev, right, then we wouldn't need a pasuk either, because we'd say like this. Why is it lo chiper? Because it's ma'akev. Because you first got to, in other words, the order is also ma'akev. Mm-hmm. Right? Not just the avod itself, but the order is ma'akev. In other words, you can't just throw the blood there. You've got to go through the whole process. Hanitan lemala, she'en sofan chova lemata, v'asa michila lemata, ein odin shelo chiper. I don't know. You know what? Let's carry on. Yeah, okay, sorry. We have to tomorrow. We got a hole here missing. We got to work this out. Maybe it's chaval on time. Okay, we can't. Let's do the next writer, and we've got to come back tomorrow. Understand, Rava? Okay, happens. Let's carry on. V'chila mikapir. So now we brought this pasuk earlier on, right? We saw this pasuk earlier on. V'chila mikapir. Remember, we had it on the previous amud, right? We said v'chila mikapir. You remember that we brought the pasuk, we said that kol adam yishapech. We already brought Talmud Amar v'chila mikaper akolish shamu kol hakapor kol dira b'shmel. Right? Remember we said there that he had finished all the kapor, all the avodah, and therefore that was proof that the shvichat shirayim wasn't ma'akev, because we said that when he had finished all the kapara, he then went and did the shechita of the seir lashem. And we never mentioned there anything about Shvichat Shirayim. Remember that? That was what we learned the pasuk for. The Gemara is another brighter. V'chila mikaper. So like this. Im kiper kila. Im lo kiper lo kila. Do Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, how do you learn this pasuk? It's so simple. Im kiper kila. If the kapara is done, it's finished. Lo kiper lo kila. Now, if you see that, Rabbi Akiva learns it in the opposite way from the pasuk. Because the pasuk says, v'chila mikaper. Rabbi Akiva says, im kiper kila. Right? Not chala first, kapara first. If it's kapara, then it's kala. So that's Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Mipnemar lo nemar im kila kiper, im lo kila lo. Why don't you learn it in the order of the pasuk? Why do you learn that your kapara is complete, right? Right? That in a different order. Look at Rashi over here. It says here, look at the second Rashi there. Why don't you learn it in the order that's written? It's written im kila kiper, and you said im kiper kala. If it's a kapara, then it's finished. And if it didn't do kapara, it's not finished. Say on the other way around. Say im if he's finished, there's kapara. If he didn't finish, there's no kapara. Right? So he says like a sheim chiser achad mikol matanot. Lo asa velo klum. See that? And how would, what would that mean? That if he never finished, then he didn't kapara. If he never did all the kapara, if he finished one of the matanas, then it wouldn't be kapara. So Rabbi Akiva seemed to be implying that he has to have all the avoda. Right? The order of the pasuk would mean that when he finished, there's kapara. What does when you finished mean? When you did everything. And Rabbi Akiva seems to be learning it that when he's done the kapara, he's finished. Right? So the Gemara says, "My Beinayu." What's the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda? It says like this. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua and Levi. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua and Levi, each one tries to explain what the difference is. We don't know who's who here, right? Rabbi Yochanan says something, Rabbi Yoshua and Levi says something not true. Chad amar mashma'ut dor shini kibenayu. One of them says that the machloket is really linguistic. Right? We'll see it in a second, Rashi. V'chadamar shirayim ma'akvin ikke b'nayu. And one of them says, what's the machut Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda? Is whether shirayim are ma'akev or not. Now let's just look at Rashi quickly, Dorshin here. Mashmut Dorshin. It's a very long Rashi. We won't read the whole thing. Let's just go through quickly. What does it mean, Mashmut Dorshin? Right? Tarvayu l'damed al ha-matanot she-ma'akvot kami. Both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda are speaking about which matanot, right, which blood is ma'akev. Elamar mashmilei hachi, umar mashmilei hachi, just each in a different way. Rabbi Akiva mashmilei midasei fereshi, Rabbi Akiva did it from the end to the beginning. Midarish bekapara, tahani matnot tluya hashlama. He says that the kapara, right, is dependent on the matanot, and shirayim lo ma'akve, and shirayim isn't ma'akev. And that's why he says that im kiper, right, what is the kapara? The kapara are the four bloods, not the shirayim. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Nami. Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that Shirayim is not Ma'akev. Right, Lachikamar. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. My time matir shachi. Why doing it this way? The hashda losh meinan mina sheko matnot makvot. He says if you learn it this way, im kiper kala, then it seems to be implying that you only need all four matonis. You can remember, but kaprak matnachakamar. We imply that even one kapara is good enough. Right. Do me a dechatot achitzot. Similar to the chatot, if you already learned the dechatot outside one kapar and a darush achit, say it this way: im kala hakol kama shekatuvu dekiper, im lo kala koma shebeina lo kiper. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda arguing whether we need one or we need four, right, or two. Whether one's good enough, we need at least more. Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Akiva, the way you learn it, it means that even if you've done one, it's enough. I'm saying no. Until you finished, you haven't got kapar. What's finished? We agree it's not the shirayim, but it's at least the matanot of the dam. So both in this way of when we say the answer is mashmut dorshin, everybody agrees that there's no shirayim, but the question is, do we need one matana of blood or all the matanas of blood that I mentioned? That would be that argument, if that's the argument. And the other one says that no, what's the argument? Shirayim akvik b'nayu. They're actually arguing about whether we need shirayim or not. Look at Rashi, yeah? Rabbi Akiva lo ma'akve. Rabbi Akiva is the one saying we don't need shirayim. Rabbi Akiva says, im kiper ma she'amur b'inyan kala. If you did what has to be done, what's mentioned, meaning the kapara of the blood, not the shirayim, it's good. Tichtiv chokal yikuva. Aval shirayim she'en amur b'inyan. Lo ma'akve. Right? For Amrav Yerubit, it says no. Kala kol tzorchei avodatav. You have to do everything. That's what Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda learns. It says v'chila, when you've completed. Right, meaning everything. He needs everything, even the matan yesod, even the shirayim. So there are two ways of learning it now. The one says that they both agree there's no shirayim, and the question is that you need one kapara or all the kaparas. And the other one says, no, it is a question of shirayim. Now let's go through this quickly. We're going to try to prove who's who here. Tistayim, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who Amar Shirayim Makve. Let's say that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he says that the machloket is on Shirayim. Right? Why? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, says as follows: Ledivrei haomer Shirayim Akvin. According to those who say that Shirayim is Ma'akev, right? I'm reading out the Shashiv, yeah? Mevi par echad umatchil betchila bifni. Right? There's a whole long Rashi over here, which unfortunately we're not going to have time to get into now. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi brings a whole bright over here that goes through the order of the day. If you spill the blood at any given stage in the korban, right? Do you have to go back and start from the beginning, or just pick up from where you left off? Okay, but the fact that he brings, and Rashi's point is, look at the very last line of that Rashi. Shouldn't Rashi do Abachir Atu Rabbi Yochanan Mi Late Lehans Hachsvara? Right, it's about seven lines up in the middle. Alma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We found a place where Rabbi Shimon David speaks and says that there is somebody who says that if you've spilled blood along the way, if you haven't got to you haven't got blood for the Shirayim, you've got to go back and do it again. Why? To make sure there's blood for Shirayim. So we see he's got this mindset of Shirayim is Ma'akev. And we see, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't. We've seen that on previous Amud. So therefore, it's easy for us to search Rabbi Shimon ben Levi who says Ma'akev. So Gemara says what? And this whole svara here of be dropping blood along the way, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Yochanan say, Rabbi Nechemia, Kedivre Haomer Shai Ma'akvin. Rabbi Yochanan himself wrote a limud that said that Rabbi Nechemia taught according to that side of the machlokes. He says, is such a thing as Shirayim Ma'akvin? So we see even he holds that there are people who hold like that. So therefore, you can't prove anything here about Rabbi Shimon Levi, because we've got a Bekor from Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan as well, who mentions that there are and is an opinion of Shirai Makvin, Ela Kedivre Omer. So he says, Ela, the verse is right. Backs down completely. And it says, Ela Kedivre HaOmer, V'lav Lahanitznai. That when it said, Dev HaRabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi, when Rabbi Shimon Levi said, the Divre HaOmer, it's not this particular machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi, between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda. It's another machloket. Hachanami kedivrei haomer v'lavrin tayv. When they speak in Abiyaz about another machloket, we can't remember anything. Who's who? What's what? End of over here.